It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place.
Jamie Locker with you on a special blue edition of the Green Zone. Game 7 coming up at 6:10. We're asking you, who do you think's going to be the hero for the Jays tonight?
He's come into a very difficult spot. And Maldonado takes an 0-2 pitch to deep center to win the ball game. On an 0-2 pitch, he gave him something that Maldonado could drive, and he drove it, driving in Alomar with the winning run.
Will there be a hit like Candy Maldonado and the Jays run in the 90s? We're asking you, 1-877-332-8255. Who's going to be the hero tonight? Jays, Mariners, Game 7. Or maybe you're a Mariners fan. You want to pick a Mariner?
Yeah, that's allowed.
It's allowed.
You're allowed to be a Mariners fan.
We may judge you, but you're allowed.
I'm not going to judge you.
We're going to talk to a Mariners fan in Toronto who just so happens to
That person I'm judging.
Yes, we'll judge Sully all day from Rock 102. He's trying to get a ticket into Game 7 tonight, actually. We'll chat with him in a few minutes.
Jamie and Locker are about to take you to school.
Bueller.
They've got their red pens and filling the margin.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Here are their top grades.
You mean I...
and their failing grades.
You get nothing. You lose.
It's time for the Green Zone Report Card.
Yeah, we're going to give you our report card on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 17-16 loss at the hands of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers last Friday. Of course, the Riders will get going to practice tomorrow ahead of their regular season finale at home against the BC Lions.
Jamie?
Yes.
Normally you start with your failing grade.
I'm passing to you. You go first.
Okay, I will start with my failing grade. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Corey Mace gets my failing grade today.
Here's Cohn, first down, wobbly pass, nearly picked. That's Reddick Ramdy. Cohn evades the pressure, but again, the pass didn't have much on it as it sails incomplete.
The game was close. They had a chance to win. Jake was starting to get the rhythm in that third quarter. I don't hate the idea of getting Jack into the game to get some reps, but you pick your spots. Mm-hmm. They had a chance to win the game. Should have left Jake in. I stand with Daryl. In my very humble opinion, Jake gave them the best chance to win. I get that they're resting Trevor. I get they're resting Aid, but they took it to the Blue Bombers. They had a chance to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely did. Failing grade, Corey Mace for pulling Jake for Jack in the fourth quarter.
Okay, my failing grade is you and you and you and you. And these folks?
Yeah, sorry, Jamie. You know what? I love you, buddy. You're out to lunch, man. Daryl, like, you totally have 100% of my vote here.
Always play to win.
Yes,
you are. You don't go, okay, well, you know what? This is a meaningless game. I'm just going to give you this game. You don't do that.
I am livid. I am absolutely livid that they pulled Mayer. We had every chance to win that game. And we would have swept Winnipeg this year.
Yeah, there's my failing grade. Daryl Davis and anybody who believes that they weren't trying to win just because of the QB decision. But nobody was complaining about resting all the starters. Not one of you was complaining about resting the starters because you knew you understood the mission, which is to save this team
and
get guys reps. Let me finish. I let you finish. So Barely. You all get my failing grade here on the Green Zone because here's the thing. You want to know why the Rough Riders lost the game? It wasn't just the QB decision.
Brett Lauther has come on. He's had a perfect night. It is one.
Perfect night.
So the miss from 49 by Lauther.
What are you doing?
Thrown again. And no incomplete. Reaching down for it was Duncan Busby. Would have had the first down instead.
Would have had the first down, but he dropped the damn ball. Would have gone up by 5, but he missed the damn kick. That's why they lost. Jack Cohn moved it into field goal range, and he missed the kick. That Bomber team wasn't scoring a touchdown. There's a lot more that goes into a loss than just one decision. So to jump and throw all this at the feet of a QB decision, I'm sorry. Failing grade if you're doing that. I support Jack Cohn. Might be the future of this franchise.
I don't disagree with you. But I think the plan was to get Jack in at the beginning of the game. And they stuck to that plan. And I think the plan should have been changed.
Yeah. I
at the beginning of the third, then don't fourth quarter.
Then don't complain when Trevor Harris and A.J. Ouellette and all those other people were arrested.
That is understandable. No. In the middle of the game,
they told Jack you're going to play.
That was a mistake. I think it was a mistake.
Let's get to our top grades. My top grade is the entire defense.
Defense making life so tough for Zach Collaros and not playing like a team that has nothing to play for.
What has been arguably the best defense in the Canadian Football League is still that, and very difficult for even a veteran like Zach Collaros to play with.
Yes, that defense was outstanding.
They look really good.
For the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Locker, who gets your top grade?
You know what? I'm going to go with Mitch Picton, local boy.
Time for Mayer. Can't find anyone. Keith Mayer. Finally does throw it. And right down to the sideline. And caught there by Picton. Cone at quarterback, Saskatchewan. Deep. And a little struggle for it. Jamal Parker for Winnipeg. And Mitch Picton for Saskatchewan. And yes, indeed. Saskatchewan football.
He had the best receiving stats on Friday night, 5 for 8, 71 yards, didn't get a touchdown. Mr. Reliable, hometown boy. He's a great depth guy. He's been with the club. Is this his ninth year, Jamie?
I think it's 6 or 7, I do believe.
Okay.
Has time flown that much for Mitch Picton? Is it here?
And I brought him up before because every time we have the ratio conversation, anyway, He kind of takes this back seat to this receiving core, and I understand it. Like, I get it. Like, this is a very solid group, but I don't know. I don't know if he gets as much credit as he deserves. Mitch Picton, my top grade.
There's our top and failing grades from the 17-16 loss to the Bombers. What are yours? Let us know here on the Green Zone. But coming up next, we're going to hear from Sully from Rock 102. Has he gotten into the building yet? For game 7. He was in game 6 last night. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
In the air to right center. It is going to go! Addison Barger demolishes one, and it is 4-0.
The Blue Jays in Rogers Center last night was buzzing. Rock 102, Sully was in the building for game 6, also trying to get in for game 7, I do believe. But Sully, what is it like in Toronto ahead of tonight's game 7?
Oh, it's buzzing, man. It is absolutely buzzing. I think that, like, yesterday was pretty quiet. You know, I mean, nobody, you know, you're coming off a game where your team just lost to a grand slam. Everyone was feeling a little sheepish about things. But today is very different. Today, everyone, you know, they realize they got momentum on their side. If, you know, being in there last night at the Rogers Center, it was just electric. It was so loud. And Seattle's in trouble, man. Seattle's in a little bit of trouble here.
So you're a Seattle Mariners. What happened there? Like, why?
Okay. It's not too long a story. But, you know, I grew up in Vancouver, 2 hours from Seattle. Right. And so I would always go down, you know, with my grandparents, we go to the Kingdom, stuff like that. And I also was raised a Jays fan. Like, I love Kelly Gruber and, you know, the World Series in the 90s, all this stuff. But you get to a point in life where you got to pick a lane. You know, I can't keep cheering for two teams in the AL. That's you just can't do it. So I went to Seattle with it. I'm proud of my decision. I love Griffey. I you know, my kid's name is Griffey. Like, I'm very proud of my decision, and I think the Mariners have a great shot tonight, but if the Jays get out in front early, it could be troublesome.
So are you going to game 7? Like, are you going to get into the building for game 7 tonight?
I'm getting in there. Come hell or high water.
Wow.
You know, to quote the great Jim Robson, you know, it could go on crutches, whatever it is. You know, Linden game 6, I thought you'd get that.
Oh, no. He will play. He'll play on crutches. He will play at Madison Square Garden on Tuesday night. I remember the call.
So, no, regardless, I'm going. You know, I don't care if I got to stand outside the stadium and just listen, but I'm going to do everything I can to put money down to be in that stadium.
Have you been to a game seven in any sport in your life?
Well, I've been to, I've been to, you know, Canuck game sevens before. The last Canuck game seven I went to, let's not talk about
it. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that one. You know, you're in your green suit though, right? For that one?
I was in the green suit for that one. Yeah, that was a tough one. But I was at an elimination game here in Toronto before a few years ago. If you remember, the Mariners were down by 8 runs, and it was just a glorious. I mean,
you were at that game.
I was at that game. There was a tidal wave of tears coming towards my section. It was just flooded in there. It was great. Oh my gosh, you could hear me yell across the stadium. But it was very different last night.
How were you treated last night?
Yeah.
Wearing Mariners gear at the Rogers Center for a game six.
You know, it wasn't the worst. I was expecting worse. You know, everyone in our section was super cool. There were some other Mariners fans in there. I wasn't the only one. But on the way out is where we started to hear it, because you know, on the way out, that's when people have had, you know, 7, 8, 9 beers. And so we had people stumbling out of the, you know, the sections, running after us, trying to chirp. And I mean, they're just the worst chirps, you know. And also, until you win the series, don't chirp. I mean, that's chirping 101. You've won nothing. What are you doing?
You're saying there's a definite vibe today ahead of Game 7 in downtown Toronto. Oh,
buddy, absolutely. There was a crazy, like, monsoon rainstorm that came over the city like an hour before the game last night. But tonight, the sun has come out in Toronto. Is it an omen? I'm not sure. But, no, it's a beautiful day here. And people, like, in the streets, you're seeing blue as far as the eye can see. Everybody is ready to go for their team tonight. And it's good to see. I mean, whether I'm cheering for Toronto or not, like, you love to see the passion in a city. And you're definitely seeing it today.
Okay, so our question today on the Green Zone, Sully, is who's your Game 7 hero? And you're allowed to pick a Mariner, obviously, because you cheer for Seattle.
The hero for the Seattle Mariners, I'm going to give to Randy Arozarena. Josh Naylor would be an easy answer. That guy's been electric all series, but I'm going to go with Randy on this one. He is due. He needs something. For the Blue Jays, I am going to go with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
About him, man.
IKF.
Every time he comes up with some sort of clutch ground ball or something.
Yeah.
And, I'm going with Isaiah, man.
Well, Sully, I can't wait to see you on the Sportsnet broadcast as the sad Mariners fan they show in the top half of the ninth inning.
You know what's risky is right now, I mean, there's a huge, you know, difference. If you want to sit upper bowl, you're paying like a few hundred. If you want to go lower bowl, you're almost $1,000. But if I sit upper bowl in my Mariners jersey, like, the chances of me getting my teeth kicked in go up exponentially. So, I don't know. I got to pay the extra few hundred for safety reasons, I think.
Best of luck tonight, and enjoy Game 7, whether you're listening outside or spending a grand to get inside.
Yeah, thanks, man. The beautiful thing is, regardless, one of these two teams is in the World Series, and that's going to be fantastic.
That is Sully from Rock 102. We'll see if he gets in for Game 7. That'll be quite the scene in Toronto. We are about an hour and a half away from first pitch.
Let's go.
Let's go. Shane Bieber starts for the Jays. George Kirby for the Mariners tonight, 6:10 first pitch, Game 7. Winner will play the L.A. Dodgers on Friday in Game 1 of the World Series. In the National Football League, it is a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. You do have a big game, Detroit against Tampa Bay, and also the Seattle Seahawks are taking on the Houston Texans. How many people will be at that game? I guess the Jays and Mariners will be close to done by kickoff at 8 o'clock tonight, but I imagine there's going to be a few Seahawk fans with their phones watching the Mariners and the Jays.
You could tell someone was watching the ball game that was running the
behind the scenes of
the for the Rider game?
Yeah.
On Friday? They didn't update the score. The timeouts weren't being updated. I'm like, what is happening?
They were watching the game.
First and 30 from the, it was like, what are we doing?
100%.
Coming up next, we're opening up the fan line. Who's going to be the hero tonight? Jays, Mariners, Game 7. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome into a blue edition of the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker ahead of Game 7 tonight, about an hour and a half away from first pitch. Shane Bieber gets the ball for the Jays. The trade deadline acquisition, rehabbing Tommy John surgery, now gets the ball in the biggest game in Toronto Blue Jays history since,
when did he get
93?
It's been over a year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because a lot of times they'll let a guy sit for well over a year.
It was April 2024 was when he was parked, had the surgery, traded in late summer of 2025. And
I remember
now,
the conversation about him coming back a little quicker than guys normally do from Tommy.
And he's pitched well. Has he been the Cy Young Shane Bieber? No.
Both him and Max have had like shaky moments in their Jays season this year.
As they go up against George Kirby, who's had a rough go of it against the Toronto Blue Jays. He's faced him, I believe, three times this year. The second time he pitched okay, and then he gave up three runs later on in his appearance. But the first game up against the Jays, they hit him hard. And, of course, he gave up 8 in 4 innings in Game 3, including 3 home runs in that route by the Jays that got them back in the series after losing the first two. And of course, in Jays history, there has been many heroes in big moments.
1-1 from Tyson. Batista with a try. Deep left field. No doubt about it.
There's been Jose Bautista.
Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions. Joe Carter hits a 3-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
And, of course, the biggest home run in Jays history, Joe Carter, in the 1993 World Series in Game 6, winning it all for the Toronto Blue Jays. We are asking you here on the Green Zone on this Monday your prediction. Who's going to be the hero for Toronto tonight at the Rogers Centre? 1-877-332-8255. Do you have a feeling about a member of the Toronto Blue Jays who's going to spark a rally, have a big hit? Maybe it's going to be a pitcher. Maybe it's going to be Shane Bieber who locks it down for Toronto and becomes a pitching icon in a Game 7 moment, just the second Game 7. In Blue Jays history.
The thing about this year's Blue Jays that's fun and interesting is that you've had different guys stepping up at different times, right? We had Blaine from White City. He thinks that Alejandro Kirk is going to have a big night tonight. Big swing, big heart, big belly is going to get the job done. So I'd love to see Kirk's my favorite Jay. I'd love to see him have a big night in a Game 7.
1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line. Give us a call right here on the Green Zone. We'd love a phone call from you on your prediction today. Who's going to be the hero for the Jays in Game 7? Wayne in Saskatoon. Who do you think the hero is going to be?
I think it's Mr. Kirk.
Why?
Because I see him doing something like the old swings of bat. Oh, just in the air along the first base line into the corner, and two men on the bases, they come home, and they're going to win the game with Kirk.
Okay, Wayne's got Alejandro Kirk with a big hit, maybe in the bottom of the ninth, to win it for the Jays.
We'll take Mariners, too. This came in from Mark from Warman. Mariners all the way. Big Dumper is going to be the hero tonight for Seattle after having a bad night at the plate. So there you go. Born in Seattle. Watched them in the late 70s in the Kingdom. So that's why Mark is a big Mariners fan.
Bill's going heavy on Alejandro Kirk. Three-run home run by Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah.
That will be the big play. Another Alejandro Kirk. A lot of Jays fans feeling good about the catcher making a big hit today for Toronto.
He is very composed as well, right? I think there's a lot of that with this Jays squad. They seem very relaxed. And he is sort of the face of that. We've got a Barger. You're on the Barger train with Dwayne. Whoa. Jamie. Yeah.
Barger hit a pretty big home run yesterday.
In the air to right center. It is going to go! Addison Barger demolishes one, and it is 4-0.
Yes, Addison Barger got in on it. There's a few people that think this guy's ready for a game 7.
Hey, you ask me if I'm ready. I born ready, and I want it all for this city.
Yes.
Even when Vladdy in September wasn't hitting home runs, when he wasn't pulling, he was so consistent at the plate, and he's carried that into the postseason as well. Mm-hmm. The number of hits he has, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's leading the postseason right now in the majors for hits, and then he's leading in home runs as well with 6, so... He's been very consistent. That's the easy pick because I don't think his game is going to slow down at all. Unless, of course, the walk into the building today in the Matthews jersey has completely destroyed him.
What are we doing there? Was that a clap back at the Seattle Kraken wearing Mariner jerseys in Toronto?
No. Have you seen the meme where Vladdy is it's a cartoon? Where Vladdy's talking to Matthews asking for advice, and Matthews goes, "You're kidding, right?"
Yes.
I think he saw that, or someone showed it to him, and he thought it would be funny to wear that into, because the meme is a game 7. Like, do you have any advice? We're going into a game 7.
And Matthews' speech bubble says, "You're joking, right?"
Yes.
Of course, Austin Matthews' record, if you need an update, and I know Leaf fans are probably a little foggy in the memory banks around Austin Matthews' record and the Toronto Maple Leafs since Austin Matthews and company became Leafs in winner-take-all scenarios, like a Game 7. They've had 6 Game 7s and 1 Game 5. Remember in the COVID playoffs, they did a best-of-5 against the Columbus Blue Jackets that went to 5 games. So that's 7 winner-take-alls for the Toronto Maple Leafs in the Austin Matthews era. Would you want to wager a guess how many of those they won? Producer Scott said 1. They're 1-6. It's a goose egg. They haven't won any of them. They're 0-for.
They won a playoff series, and Matthews had a good opening series last year.
They won in 6.
They won in 6
against Ottawa, and then they went to 7 against Florida in round 2 and
blew that. Yeah.
1-877-332-8255. Okay, Sean has a question for us on the Blue Jays. Is Bichette ready to go?
Not yet.
For the World Series, do you remove Jimenez from the lineup for Bo Bichette?
Ooh. There's a lot of talk.
He will not be able to play the field.
I wouldn't take Jimenez out.
He will probably be only ready in a pinch-hitting scenario and be removed immediately for a pinch runner. There's a lot of videos we just saw last week of him trying to round the bases, and that doesn't look like a guy who's really close.
No.
So...
Sean, I wouldn't take out Jimenez. I think he has been too consistent as well. And then who's next? You can't take out Ernie. Ernie's got 17 hits in the postseason. Like, he's been just as consistent as Vladdy. He's not hitting the
the dinger spot.
Yep. 1-877-332-8255. I don't want to make a prediction on Bichette, but I'm not sure he'll be on the World Series roster. If so, I don't think he's running or playing in the field the way that his knee has looked. And meanwhile, Jaden texting in, Ernie Clement is his pick to be the hero tonight for the Blue Jays. So consistent. He hits everything. He's batting .440. It is unbelievable. It's almost automatic every time he steps to the plate. There's going to be a hit from Ernie Clement. 1-877-332-8255. Pick your hero tonight for the Jays in Game 7 against the Seattle Mariners. Give us a call now here on a special blue edition of the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Our game of the night tonight. It's a battle of two teams who have not lost a regular season game in regulation yet tonight. It's the Carolina Hurricanes. Could be a Stanley Cup preview. The Hurricanes and the Golden Knights, Locker. That's
not our game of the night.
Oh, sorry. The Blue Jays and the Mariner. We're going to go with the Blue Jays Mariners game 7. Okay, our game of the night, game 7. It's the Jays and the Mariners at the Rogers Center.
That makes more sense.
6:10 first pitch. Although that is a pretty decent hockey game, too, between the Hurricanes and the Gold. Wheels will be torn what to watch tonight. He said he slept in his Blue Jays jersey because we Febreze'd him on Friday, and the Jays lost that game. So he slept in it to get the stench back into the jersey.
And he thinks it worked.
So it worked. Little does he know that it was me who helped the Jays win games.
Why is that? No?
The hat I'm wearing today is 1-0 all time. Yesterday was the first time I ever wore that Blue Jays hat. I have two other ones. I have the one we got on Jackie Robinson night, and then I have like the red Canada one.
Okay.
That one.
This is the two-panel one.
Well, it's actually a tricolor. It's got that baby blue on it, too. I wore that one. It's 1-0, so I'm wearing it today. So it's clearly the hat.
Okay. We'll wear it again tonight. I don't want to get in the way of anything that might work.
What could work is some big hits from some Blue Jays, and we're getting a lot of answers to our question. Who is going to be tonight's hero for the Blue Jays? Locker, what are we getting? Who's the favorite from the fans on the text line?
You know what? It's Kirk came in quite a bit. Oh, man, it was so spread out that I'm not sure there's a clear winner. Varsho's made a bit of a comeback, like, you know, in the last little bit here.
Reg in, undisclosed. Reg says, Dalton Varsho going to have a monster game tonight.
We've had quite a few Bargers come in. We've had quite a few Ernies come in.
I was surprised that a lot of people didn't just go with Vladdy.
Well, we kind of made a mention at the beginning of the conversation. We said, listen, Vladdy, you can pick Vladdy, but he's kind of the easy, he's the go-to, right? I'd say Kirk. Kirk might be I think a lot of people really like Kirk because he doesn't look like an athlete. So, right? When he steps up to the plate, it looks like somebody's younger kids, you know, put on the uniform and they're like, oh, hey, no.
He gives it his all. There's no every single
go get bat, my boy. He's not supposed to be out there
every time. But behind the plate, when Treya Savage is on there, I think he has been exceptional on helping manage that young man.
Actually, you Savage commented
like that unbelievable.
Kirk has called his all, but he is that guy. He takes control back there.
Who do you think it's going to be? Who's playing hero for the Blue Jays in Game 7? Of course, it'll be Shane Bieber on the hill for the Jays. George Kirby for the Mariners. First pitch in just over an hour. Other games in the NHL outside of the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights, which might be dandy. Berkeley Catton just took to the ice doing his rookie lap for the Seattle Kraken. The Saskatoon product making his Kraken debut against the Flyers this evening. You also have an all-Canadian matchup, the Jets and the Flames, and the Sabres are in Montreal. And in Monday Night Football action, the first game is about to kick off. Tampa Bay goes up against Detroit, and then the late game in Seattle. It is the Mariners.
A Tampa Bay game might be good.
Or sorry, the Mariners. The Seahawks are taking on the Houston Texans. Now, speaking of the Jays and the Mariners, we're taking you to T.O. and one of our favorite guests, Matthew Cause from TSN Radio in Toronto, next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.